Topic 2. Unit 4B. Exercises 2 and 3.
I'm now at the Pepper Green Farm in Bendigo, which is a business initiative providing training and employment for people with a disability. I'm here meeting with Michelle Taylor.
Hi, my name is Michelle. I'm the team leader of employment enterprises at Access Australia Group, and I work at Pepper Green Farm in Bendigo.
Michelle is giving me a tour of the garden and all of the Pepper Green Farm facilities and working areas.
The farm, and we're looking down towards our market garden, which is full of beautiful vegetables and herbs. The garden.
Michelle is in charge of employing people with a disability to work at the Pepper Green Farm.
We run about 7 different social enterprises here at the farm, and the majority, about 90% of our staff, have a disability. I'm in charge of all of those staff. So I've got about 100 people reporting to me, and I also manage the commercial contracts and the businesses. To work here, so we're an Australian disability enterprise, and we, at the moment, to work here requires an NDIS plan and finding and keeping a job in your NDIS plan.
What do you think a job like this does for a person with disability?
Through surveys and just conversations with our employees, for a lot of my workers, it's an opportunity to have a worker identity, to get up in the morning and come to work and be a worker. So I think that sense of belonging and safety, well, we know from research, is very important. It also allows a safer and more supportive environment to grow. And a lot of, especially the young people that come here, it's their first job, just like any other person. It's their first job, so they're learning how to be a worker, they're learning what employment means, and they're learning it in a way that celebrates their abilities. But we also push people out of their comfort zones quite a bit. So what we find is that quite a few people will start work here with very little confidence, perhaps have never actually thought of themselves as even having the potential to be employed. And it might take time, but we take as long as it takes. And when they're ready, we push them out of the nest. And so we have a young man that's been working here since he left school. He's 24 now. And tomorrow he starts his interview processes to get a welding apprenticeship.
What would you say to employers who are considering employing people with a disability?
It's not actually that hard. It's not that different. And it also, we provide information about the kinds of supports that employers can get. So whether it's funding for workplace modifications or what we can offer in terms of support and mentoring and support workers and so on, all the different programs that we run. It's like, well, you're not on your own as an employer. You don't have to suddenly become an expert in autism or deafness or, you know, any other disability. You just need to be open to employing an individual.
I guess for people that may hold those kind of misconceptions about what it is to have a disability and what it means to employ someone with a disability, what would you say to those people that are questioning whether they should?
A lot of that stuff is just a fear of the unknown and a fear of doing something wrong or unintended consequences, and thinking, you, as I said, thinking that you need to be an expert of some kind. So I think the best way, and the way that I learned, this is my first job in the disability sector, is just come and hang out with people with disabilities. You know, the farm, and that's what we're growing the farm to be, among other things, is a community place where the diversity, whether it's intellectual disability, physical disability, different cultural backgrounds, different interests, that's what we want to be, is just to be a place where you can just come and hang with no expectations, and you get to know people here.